The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, and in a moment we'll talk about Mars, Dune, Alpha, whatever that might be. But first of all, reports of a COVID surge in the United States, uncharacteristically in the summer, when viral surges normally happen in the winter.
Yeah, the big question is it seasonal now? Most viruses become seasonal, and flu in the winter, for instance. That's settled down after about 5 years, by the way, after 1918. You know? And now it looks as if COVID will be summer and winter. So both seasons will see surges. And the wondering why that is. There's a big surge at the moment in the year. There has been one here. It seems to be tapering out a bit here. But certainly we've seen a surge in Ireland and in the US in summertime. And it's unusual for respiratory virus to spread in that way. And they're wondering why. Big crowds gathering is an obvious one.
Sure. And we see that in Paris at the moment.
Yeah, and that's obvious because the more people that get together. But the one they think is important is air conditioning, strangely. We all go back in, especially in America, there's a heat wave. You're back indoors again, and it's like the winter, kind of. And the air conditioning is encouraging people to stay indoors, and that might be another reason why it's spreading. But there is this clear spike at the moment, so it looks like we'll have it every summer.
We'll have it every summer, all right. Air conditioning wouldn't be as big a factor here, except in offices.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, slightly different here, maybe. It's the crowds gathering in summertime seems to be one of the reasons for this.
All right, moving on to Mars Dune Alpha. What is it?
Yeah, I love this fun fact, by the way. This is a simulated mission to Mars. They've put four people into a sort of mock-up of a Martian spacecraft for 378 days. They were locked inside, as it were, you know, and they measured them and monitored them and looked at all various kinds of things like food use. So NASA are getting ready to go to Mars, basically, and these four people were kept inside. They could come out occasionally and do these Mars walks. They simulated an external walk in what they call a sand pit, but mainly they were stuck inside for this 378 days.
Now, how do they select the people?
Well, that's the next question, and obviously a lot of psychology is needed here and psychometric testing and various things. The four people that were selected, you had to be a US citizen, because the Americans are paying for it, obviously, or a permanent resident, between the age of 30 and 55. So you and I, sadly, Pat, even though people might like us to go away for a year, we didn't qualify. Science, but like that, you have to have a science degree. We're okay there. Science or engineering. So you need to have that background. Yeah. A minimum of 2 years, actually, as a scientist, meaning doing a PhD or whatever, or a professional science. MSc minimum qualification as well, by the way. Yeah. You've got that too, so tick that box. So and medicine would qualify as well. So one of them is a medic. That might be important in case someone gets sick. One is an engineer, and there were two scientists. One of them is a microbiologist. For some reason, they picked a microbiologist. Yeah. So those were the four that were.
And what do they do
selected.
All day besides getting this simulated Mars walk from time to time?
Well, what's most interesting, they were offline for a year. Now, can you imagine being in the world we live in? You're cut away for a year. They mocked up communication with Earth. It's a 20-minute time for a message to go from Mars to Earth and 20 minutes back. So it's a 40-minute gap, right? And they recreated that. They also could send videos, but very rare short ones because the bandwidth wouldn't allow it. So they couldn't be checking their emails, say, or checking things. And they were offline. And one question is, how would someone survive offline for a year? And if you're a teenager, you'd be horrified at this prospect, I guess, you know. So again, they watched what that meant for them, you know, and that was one thing that they recreated. And they seemed to survive quite well, by the way. They didn't complain about being offline for a year, so that was interesting.
Yeah. Now, what was the biggest problem after this experiment ended? What did they find was the biggest problem?
The biggest by far was they missed their family and friends. And so, for example, maybe one of their parents got sick and they couldn't go and visit them. Or some crisis with their friends or family. Or not being there for birthdays and special events in person. That was the number one thing they all said was the most difficult. And of course, if you sign up for it, you are going to be away for two... It's a two-year mission anyway, but in total, to go to Mars and back, you see.
Yeah.
So you will be away from people for 2 years. And that was number one, missing key events in their lives. And the second one was boredom. And that's a very interesting thing, isn't it? Like trying to relieve boredom.
Yeah.
It's a 9-month journey, probably, Pat, by the way, in total. Now, what are you going to do for 9 months? This was the question, to keep yourself occupied. And there are various ways to deal with boredom, but that became a big issue as well.
In the movies, they put them to sleep for a lot of the period. You know,
they just knock
them out.
Yeah, that's not an option, sadly, with this one. Yeah. But you get them doing things. But the whole, the science of boredom is actually very interesting. Why do we get bored? Now, it's obvious you might get fed up doing a repetitive task. But it's not as simple as that. You can be bored doing your favourite thing sometimes. So it's kind of a psychological oddness about boredom. And these people did report regular periods of boredom. Now the commander, who was a woman, Haston is her name, she took up embroidery And she embroidered little badges for them all, and that gave her meaning. You know, yeah. For her crewmates, she designed badges.
You know, Tom Daly, the diver, he knits.
Does he knit? Oh, yeah,
he knit himself a special Paris sweater. I'm wondering, did he come upon that when, you know, you're sitting around waiting for your turn to dive, nothing to do, even in training, you know, you can't be leaping in and out of the water every 30 seconds.
Exactly, yeah, so that helps him, didn't it? Yeah, but this woman said embroidery was her answer. The others had different things. I mean, hobbies and all these things as usual, but it's hard if you're inside this place for 9 months, for a whole year.
Now, what's gravity like on Mars?
Yes, it's not too bad, isn't it? It's pretty similar to Earth.
I think
it's not too bad. Yeah, they wouldn't have recreated they'd be recreating that, obviously, where gravity wouldn't be a thing there, I guess.
Yeah. Now, two men and two women.
Yes, this was interesting, wasn't it?
The birds and the bees.
Well, they didn't report on that. I don't know what happened there, but it would be tough to be away for a year, wouldn't it? So the question then is, what happens then? It was 2 men and 2 women. Now, there's no reports of anything happening, shall we say, but that must be a consideration.
What goes on Mars stays on Mars.
That's right. This was all about psychology, by the way. The mission, actually, wasn't about that. They weren't pilots, these people. They were scientists. So it was more their psychological response to being stuck on this thing for a whole year, and that was the main thing. They're assessing.
You know, for the real Mars mission, will they do things like take your appendix out in advance? Because you don't need the appendix, it would appear.
Very interesting.
And just in case something happens.
Well, of course, you need to be super fit. I mean, these people had to go through massive medical tests as well to make sure they wouldn't have something untoward that might affect them. A big one, Pat, as well, was their medicines might run out of date. You know, the sell-by-date on medicines. Yeah. And the study showed that if you get on the International Space Station, there's 106 meds up there, by the way, in the medicine cabinet, right?
Yeah.
54 of those would be past their sell-by-date on this mission.
But do you believe those sell-by-dates?
Well, this is the next question. Are they nonsense? Are they really not?
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about biological things, maybe there might be some decay. But in terms of ordinary inert chemicals that make up drugs, I can't see how they go out of date.
Well, they are testing this. Interestingly, inevitably, they're going to test it. Now, for example, a medicine for severe asthma, which could be serious if you have an asthma attack, after a year, it's past its sell-by date. If you're unlucky enough to have that attack. Now, what they're recommending is maybe doubling the dose, this kind of thing. It might have gone off a little bit, you know, and let's change the dose. But they're studying this sell-by date. It may benefit us on Earth, by the way, because they may realise some of these sell-by dates are a bit overblown.
Because, you know, when they went to the Antarctic and they looked at some of the Scott supplies, they found them and they were still edible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's one of what the basis for these sell-by dates are. But of course, the health of the crew is critical, isn't it? That's based on these kinds of things. So it's another consideration.
Right. Very interesting experiment. When are they proposing to actually go to Mars?
Well, that's the next question. They keep pushing that out. Now, there's a second one coming up. It's called CHEPEA, by the way, which is the Crew Health and Performance Exploration Analogue. The second one will start in 2025 and then another 26. They're planning 2 more. Anybody interested, you can apply, right? The trouble is, you need to be a US citizen or permanent resident, but anybody can apply for these and be a certain age as well, shall we say. So it's open for applicants now for the next one.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College Dublin, not going on Mars Dune Alpha anytime soon. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.